This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then, there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When Jesus laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord Jesus answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it to water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When Jesus said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things being done by him. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So one of the things we've been doing a lot of as we've been sitting in a hospital room is listening to music. Music that my dad finds familiar and soothing. We did a pretty serious Beatles marathon. We listened to Wynton Marsalis, Louis Armstrong, Santana, Clapton, and more. And we listened to one of my very favorites, Simon and Garfunkel. And I've been thinking about one of their songs as I've reflected on our gospel lesson. In The Sound of Silence, Paul Simon wrote, "People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening." The song is about the isolation, really the injustice, that can occur when we do not truly communicate, when we talk without truly speaking, or hear without truly listening. And I think about that in our gospel, because in this gospel lesson, I think there is an example of people viewing without truly seeing. There is a woman who has suffered for 18 years. A spirit has crippled her, and she is bent over and unable to stand up straight. Now, we don't know if she lives with a physical injury or disease, or if she has simply been downtrodden and abused for so long to such an extent that she no longer has the will or the ability to stand. Perhaps her ailment is physical, perhaps it is emotional. We don't know, but we do know that she has suffered for 18 years. As our gospel lesson says, for 18 long years, she has lived with this ailment. Now, it's clear from our gospel that unlike many people who lived with chronic ailments, this woman continued to live in the midst of the community. She is not hidden away on the outskirts of town like people who lived with leprosy often were, or like the Gerasene demoniac who was chained up and forced to live in the graveyard, out of sight and out of mind. Jesus does not make a special journey to go find this woman like he does for many other people. People who were hidden away so others did not have to see them. Hidden away so they were not visible. No, this woman is not hidden away. She appears in the synagogue on the Sabbath. She lives in the midst of her community. And yet, she seems to be invisible. She's treated like a fixture of the environment, something that your eyes just pass right over, an unpleasant detail best to be ignored. She might be present and visible, but she's treated as if she is invisible. People view her without seeing her. And I imagine that at the beginning of these 18 years, there were people who tried to help. At least I hope that there were. I hope there were people who did see her, who did try to help. But the truth is that in biblical times, and frankly, still today, most people who suffered from chronic ailments like this were eventually ignored, especially if they were women. The people around them, society as a whole, took it for granted that this is just the way things were. Nothing could be done. Or it wasn't worth the resources to try to help them. Or they were being punished for some sin and ought to be suffering. Maybe at one time people did see this woman and try to help her, but after 18 years, this woman is no longer seen, fully visible, yet invisible. People viewing without seeing. That is, until Jesus. Our gospel lesson says that Jesus saw her. For the first time in who knows how long, she was not made to feel invisible. She was not just viewed, but truly seen. And in seeing her, Jesus sets her free from her ailment. And Jesus has the audacity to do this on the Sabbath. At least that's what the religious authorities say. The leader becomes indignant. Now, I think this indignance is a disproportionate reaction. If it is really motivated by Jesus healing someone on the Sabbath. Instead, I wonder if this indignant reaction is more motivated by the guilt and shame of having done absolutely nothing for this woman in 18 long years. Because for 18 years, this woman has been a member of this community, fully present in it. And for 18 years, she has suffered unseen. 18 years is a long time, folks. That is 6,570 days. 5,634 days if you don't include the Sabbath. There was ample opportunity for people to help this woman. Ample opportunity for her to be seen. Now, I don't think this indignant reaction is caused by Jesus healing on the Sabbath. It's caused because Jesus has just made it clear their failure to care for this woman. So when they try to use the Sabbath as an excuse, Jesus rightly puts them in their place. Far from being a day that gets you out of doing any work, the Sabbath is meant to be a day of liberation. Isaiah tells us how to honor the day of the Lord. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry, and you satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, you call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy day of the Lord honorable. If you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord. The Sabbath is meant to be a day of liberation. You honor the Sabbath by removing unjust burdens, by speaking good instead of evil, by feeding the hungry, by satisfying the needs of the afflicted. It is Jesus who honors the Sabbath in our gospel lesson, by healing this woman, by seeing her and setting her free from her afflictions. So my siblings, on this Sabbath, we are called to truly see. And there is much to see. It's not just in Jesus' day that people were viewed but not seen. It is not just in Jesus' day that people are visible yet treated as invisible. There's the person begging on the corner so they can make ends meet. There's the unhoused community living under the highway. There are the trans folk, not sure which bathroom they're safest in. There are the youth, who are not just bullied, but ignored entirely by their peers. There are the people who have given up on lawful employment because there aren't jobs for them. And the rest of society has written them off as bad eggs. Lost causes. There are all these people, and I am sure that you could name more. There are countless people who are present in our communities, but are treated as if they are invisible. They might be viewed, but they are not seen. That is, until Jesus. Jesus sees, and he calls us to see too. God has always called us to see those living with affliction, and God has always called us to truly honor the Sabbath by satisfying the needs of the afflicted, which is precisely what Jesus does. He does not just view the woman, letting his eyes pass her by as if she is just an unpleasant fixture in the background. Jesus sees her, and he liberates her. He heals her from her affliction, and she praises God. So, my siblings, honor Sabbath, as Jesus does. Amen.